Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Wow, it's August 5th. Whoosh! Anyway, I'm just really glad that you're taking time to listen to my talk show today. This is Lynn Mystic Hyphen Healer, and yes, also too, I have a special guest here again today, but it's where we are bringing in the light, shining on the darkness, bringing in the light where the darkness dwells. Whoa, yeah. So anyway, I wanted to sing this little song for you. This is a chant. And, love is the answer. It came to me. I channeled this years and years ago. In Montana when I was living on the Salish Kootenai Indian Reservation with a lot of very evolved souls. Okay, this is what came, and it's, love is the answer. It's what we came here for. Love is the answer. It opens the doors. Love is the answer. It heals the whole, oh, much more. Love is the answer. It stops all the wars. So, with that, I just wanted to say, no more lies, no more greed. Humanity is awakening for new realities. No more lies, no more greed. Humanity is awakening to unite now for harmony. Yes, let's talk about harmony, and that's why I have on today. Andrew Miller's on my talk show again today, and his background in, what could and should be out there more, based on family counseling that there is none, hardly really, at an individual, collective, resonant level with the harmony we really need to teach universal laws, and in connection with the metaphysical realm, with the connection of each person's soul, eternal soul vibration. So welcome, Andy. We need some help. So, your mom being with legislation. We need help.
What you're asking about is harmony, right?
Yes.
You introduced me as a harmonic voice. So does that mean that everybody's voice all around us makes a big, beautiful harmony? Is that what you're saying?
That'd be fun. I'm into joyful children of God everywhere, directly connected to Source. I'm into that one. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? But you got to pay people. You have to pay them.
I came here because you sing love is the answer. I thought lunch was the answer, so I got confused. You can't have lunch.
Thank you for the laughter.
You said about single payer. The reason that you want single payer in health and healing centers is because you can't have love without lunch.
Yes. And wellness centers. Why aren't the churches opening up the wellness centers, open 24 hours a day, and developing all the body, mind, spirit jobs? Why? Oh, is it competition for their own money? Or what? I mean, really, why aren't they helping? How do you get the legislation through the Quakers, Unitarian Universalists, and what's the other big one? Unity. And Quakers, Unitarian Universalists. Those three are big. New Thought Ministries kind of too, and they're tied to the internationalcitiesofpeace.org, everyone, internationalcitiesofpeace.org, which should be connected but aren't yet, but you could do it, to compassioncities.org. That would be really good, and connect all those with thepeacealliance.org. So that's how we can get the legislation, don't you think? What do you think? We've got to get the government legislation for all of Michael Moore's government policies. We've got to get those enacted along with the replacement for armed force training with single-payer benefits to heart and soul community services with a basic guaranteed income with single payer.
You just asked 5-6 different questions. And our government has trouble dealing with each one.
I know. That's right. So maybe it's best just to stay with, you know, for me, I'm thinking maybe the best is heart and soul community services with that basic guaranteed income with single payer. We have to replace the
trying to couple politically. When you talk about single payer, what you mean is essentially universal coverage. And
yeah,
politically,
total.
When you talk about a basic income, that's a different beast. The basic income beast is going to be so hard to overcome politically, it's going to have to happen in another country first. And there have been experiments. So you could separate them out. The first thing you want is universal access to community services. Community services of any type, your type, everybody else's type. And what's got to happen is people have got to get so fed up, and they're starting to get fed up with the lack of health care of any type. I've never seen so many protests and so many people tie themselves to wheelchairs in my life. And what you saw go on in the federal government last week...
I mean, really, tell people about it, because you were there. You got to see it firsthand, and a lot of people...
1 week, a bunch of disabled people, elderly adults, took their wheelchairs and gurneys and stuff up to the Mitch McConnell's and the Senate office building and protested, and the Capitol Police gently took them out of their chairs and hauled them away. So they got smart, and they tied themselves to their chairs the second week. It made it a lot harder for these. They had 5 big burly policemen come on video on the news and haul these people. They did it with dignity, but still. But I've never seen so many protested officers. It's gotten to the point around the country where many, especially Republican Congress people, won't show up for their office. Their offices or town hall meetings anymore. They're afraid just to deal with the crowd. And that's why what you saw, that's why what failed in the government failed, because it's the wrong thing. And the power of the voices of people overran the power of the voices of politics. And they're pretty, you know, the universe wants to simplify. The universe has forces of attraction and repulsion. It has plus and minus. It has gravity. It has centripetal force. It wants universal stuff. It doesn't want a 10,000-page healthcare legislation with 400 exemptions and 52 rules. It wants simplicity. So there's this inexorable force towards simplicity, and no matter what our government and legislators do, sooner or later, they have to pick simplicity. It's the law of nature. You can't put it off forever. They just can't. That's what they're trying to put off. You know, you can't fool Mother Nature, right? And you can't fool Father Time either.
Well, Mother Nature has been kind of fooled with HAARP and the geoengineering aerosol.
In the final analysis, Mother Nature will get the last say, trust me.
Well, hopefully we can get the last say with Mother Nature, because that's part of the government policies, to get all the militaries, if they care, you know, there's enough of us worldwide to say, you know what, if you governments really care about us, then stop the thought forms of war. Stop the thought forms, chemicals, you know, weapon systems, the teaching training programs related to biochemical, medical, industrial complex programming, and put those thought forms into recreating.
I can tell you one way you can stop war tomorrow, but it's not easy.
What?
Give people who live in fear a credible answer to this question. What happens when a guy from ISIS comes to your door with a machine gun, threatens to rape your family and burn your house down? What do you do? If you can answer that question in some other way than war, you will have solved an epic-long problem.
Well, I think what you want to do is let them know that they're being watched from 200 miles up. I mean, we have local people here. I mean, local, the garage opener situation, right?
Here's the problem.
Wait, let me finish. They have phone apps that actually you put these little cameras in your house. This is just a local gig, okay? This is just a small backwards or somewhat, you know, I mean, rural. I'm not backwards. We're very amazing. But, you know, say rural, okay? So in a rural community, you can get your own little satellite, not just your dish, right? But, you know, and then you can you get these little I spy things. You put them in your house, and it warns the police and the neighbors and everyone else from, you know, even your smartphone, you can travel and look inside your house. I mean, come on. And you don't think our government has 10 times that? The sooner
now,
people
I agree that that stops conventional negative forces who play by the rules. But there is a group of people that are willing to give up their life and they don't care about shame. They're just willing to kill
themselves. But they don't understand. That's the part where you have the grandmas, the mothers, the women, the children that are waking up, and the young adults that are here, and you bring in the wellness centers. You get the churches and the 501c3s to take over the media with the spiritual groups. If they're really spiritual, you bring in the new government policies. You refocus people's thought forms and let them know.
That works for most people.
Yeah, but it won't work until people get it that, hey, you know, cousin to cousin to neighbor saying, hey, there's jobs for heart and soul. Get your butt down there and find out who you are, why you're here, and be of service. Okay? Not reward them to go to war. Reward them to be of community services and start the wellness centers. They need to be responsible, the churches, for this. They really do. And the spiritual groups. They need to come together and they can stop bringing the harmony, bringing the community services, you know, with a single payer and pay people. I mean, we're recruiting. The kids are, right now, they're still, because of the allowance of all the military crap going on, which is all a lie. I mean, they could take out Kim Jong-un by friggin' 200 miles up in his bed at night, you know, through. I mean, this is insane. It's all just programs to keep their funding going in the direction.
There are practical military reasons why they do do that. The capability is there, but there are good reasons why they don't. And they have to.
Oh, no, there's no good reason.
They have to do it.
Taking out beautiful light workers. They're taking out beautiful, beautiful heart and soul. It's all a depopulation agenda. I totally disagree. I mean, they could take him out, you know, like I said, 200 miles up in his sleep, through two or three walls of friggin', you know.
I don't dispute that, but I don't believe the only reason is because of depopulation.
No, it's money for the war machine. Where it's like drug highs. All drug highs are free. If people were reprogrammed to know how to access every altered state, which is what I do with my soul activation processing program, but other people too, and meditation and ascension programs. Hey, if they really realized and had the propaganda out there saying, hey, the truth is all drug highs are free. You don't need any of that crap in your system. You can do this. I mean, even pain management, medical hypnosis is already healing cancer, moderate to severe psychiatric disorders. It has an insurance code, medical hypnosis already has an insurance code. Ophthalmological, neurological, diabetes, I mean, you name it, the systems of body, mind, they're already healing it with no drugs. Get that? No drugs. So what's going on here? Let's get the real truth out. What's really going on with the drugging of our children at 2 years old and putting them in juvies, all this juvie human trafficking? You know, they get $40,000 for taking a baby. Okay, they get $900 per month per kid, plus they can call the government and say, oh, they need this new chair, they need that, and they need this, and I'd like them to take them to that, even though they don't, and they might be abusing them. It's 600 times more abuse by government, what we have in government systems, than to give counseling and pay parents to take classes and do better. What are we doing? I mean, really? Juvie hall, $6,000 per month per kid? You know, and how much for jail, which is 95% filled with drug and alcohol-related people? And all drug highs are free. all addictions. There's medical hypnosis. They already heal all these addictions. So what are we doing with allowing this government to divide, conquer, separate, and keep all this fear and guns and drugs and drugs and guns and drugs, one nation under guns and drugs and war? What? We're being so used. It's horrible. It's got to shift. So we have to shift government policies. What do you advise?
Harness
who do you do it? Who can do it and when? How?
Harness your passion. You need practical boots on the ground to engage strategies that meet your passion.
I know that. That's why I called to see if you could be on this show. Yes.
No, the questions
you know, the
you
librarians,
pose
I gave some information.
The questions you pose are difficult. They're difficult questions, and they take thought and strategizing. If it was easy, it would have been done already.
Okay, but just the basics, like heart and soul. Think about it. Just think about that. Heart and soul, community services. Like I said, we have this NCC group, New
okay,
Community
suppose
Coalition.
You call up. Suppose you were allowed to speak in front of the Congress of the United States, and you say heart and soul, their eyes are going to glaze over. They don't know what you're talking about.
Well, heart, but Stanford does.
Like, Stanford, it sounds like lyrics to a song.
Pardon me?
It sounds like lyrics to a song to those people, or that you're some peacenik. They're not going to understand your languaging.
Well, that's why you want to go to the YouTubes. The latest one of them is Human Extended Version. There's volume 1, 2, and 3. It's called
you asked
Human.
You asked me specifically, how do we get legislation?
Yes.
And my answer is the first step is to translate what you want from spiritual talk to political talk so that at least they have a chance of grasping what you want. Then your next step is to overcome the entrenched resistance to what you want, which is not easy. But the first step
how
is
about
to translate.
This? Andy, what do you think of this group? That it's a shift network, right, .com, but yet they've also got the psychology. This is out of Stanford now. And it's called The Psychology of True Happiness, and it's called The Science and Practice of Spirituality, Fulfillment, and Flow.
I like a lot of what Stanford has done, but it turns out a lot of what they've done has been quantifying what a lot of people already suspected anyway. So I give them great props for doing it, but it's not exactly breaking news to people who've been on the forefront of the field who know it already. The thing is that still doesn't accomplish translating it into political talk. The political regime, the political machine, is way behind the rest of us, as is the legal machine. They're quite
right.
And they learn they have specific rules. It's complicated because right now even their rules are being upset, and they don't know what to do about it. Their rules are being upset in the wrong way. And some of the reasons why it takes so long to change are also going to protect us from the wrong kind of change. So slowness and deliberativeness is not always bad. It has a moment. It has a place. So your first step is you've got to learn how to talk to them. And the second step is once you learn how to talk to them so they understand you, you got to convince them why it's in their interest to overcome the barriers they already put up. And those are both tough things.
Well, but the guns and violence, you know,
and violence are a symptom.
Right. But I meant, you know, as far as personally,
they're a symptom of not knowing what else to do, except with the one exception of the NRA, whose symptom is just profit. For most people in most agencies, guns and violence are a symptom of no other recourse. Nothing, no other choice.
Well, and it's
mind.
A symptom, too, of training. When you're training, like this little six-year-old was on the computer, war games. I mean, at six, you know, young Marine programs, eight to...
You know
to,
what? I'm going
to
tell you something about that. I'm going
to
tell you, if that six-year-old grows up in a healthy family where they can talk about what he's playing, and it's metered and meshed with a stable environment, then those war games don't poorly influence the six-year-old much if he's raised in a good environment.
That's where it comes in exactly, though, Andy, right there. Because right now what they're doing, when they keep pushing this warmonger fierce crap, then they've got all those systems that are in place. They're magnified.
My point is we know the answers. These are not problems that don't have, except for one problem that I told you with ISIS, what do you do about the suicide force? That's still a lingering problem. But for the most part, we know the answers.
Yeah, but
your question
church
is how do you get them in place?
What are a lot of
churches? A lot of churches, especially the less progressive churches, are bastions of tradition and bastions of rules and bastions of hierarchy. And they've determined, usually through an interpretation of what they say God said, which changes weekly for their own purposes, they enforce their rules for their organization and their religion. It's not, they put a lot of lip service to it, but it's not really about serving humanity. It's about serving that particular church.
Well, we know that. But like the Unitarian Universalists, they even have a United Nations.
I think the UUs and the Quakers are doing great. I think the UUs and the Quakers and the Baha'i are all doing great stuff.
Oh, Baha'i, now I haven't thought of them. They're actually,
don't forget the Baha'i.
Largest religion or something. Yeah, but unity includes even Baha'i. So
and if you're
unity,
talking about peaceful development
online with the that the Unity Church could help.
Don't forget the legislation.
But it's getting the legislation for these heart and soul community services with single payer to offset the armed force services with single payer. That's the gig right now. Just that concept.
Unless you learn how to speak in a way that the political powers understand and you give them reasons from their perspective why they should go to B instead of A, which is a tall order because A is very entrenched, you're going to be praying and begging and chanting for a long time without a lot of change.
I know. That's why we're talking on this, to get the information out there, because the computer sources
the minority groups, the peace groups, the Greens groups,
the teachers groups, even the unions, and you go to the churches and spiritual groups, we are the 99%, and we can bring in a new paradigm. Most of the mayors and alliance of governors, will come in alignment with the legislation. If we can get the thought forms
even with the mayors who are generally very progressive because they have to live in the communities, even with them, we need to learn to speak a language they understand. And it's the mayors, for instance, who are saving us in climate change. The mayors and some governors are essentially, even though our country formally rescinded the Paris Accord, we really didn't, because all the mayors in many cities and many counties and many states are joining anyway on behalf of America, and sooner or later it's going to be a stronger tie than it would have been otherwise. But you still have to learn to speak to them in a language they understand.
Well, I know.
You need to be able to tell Mayor Johnson why he should not be funding military recruitment centers and why he should be funding health and healing centers.
Yes.
Mayor Johnson is getting a lot of pressure from above. He's getting a lot of funding pressure and political pressure to foster and allow for military recruitment.
Yeah, and it's not right. Those thought forms are just, they're deadly with robots, robotic warfare, drone warfare, and they're already retrofitting the drones for more killing and more hand grenades and hand
There's a fire hose of information out there. There's groups all over the place. Many of them, all of them, very good. There's hundreds of groups, new ones popping up every day, and they serve as places for to go. Like-minded people, and to motivate them to act, and all that stuff. But in the cause of motivating to act, there's got to be not just, oh my gosh, the problems are horrible, but there's got to be some action.
Solution.
Like indivisible style action.
Yes, there's 7,000 indivisibles. There's 7,000. So if we can get
Indivisible is an example of where I would prefer to spend my energy.
I know, and I'm part of one here, okay? But the truth is, and there's 7,000 of them, and we are getting some information out there, but I also, you know, the Dennis Kucinich started the Peace Alliance, okay, thepeacealliance.org, and it's doing mindfulness training, all kinds of new training programs. It's integrating with school systems and public and wanting to bring back, you know, power to the people and what have you, but they blew my mind. I was on this program, and they said part of it was to go online, you know, for elders too, to go online and do a Google search. People get so angry, some elders, when I ask them to look up certain, you know, like thepeacealliance.org or compassioncities.org or what have you. They get real weird. But they went ahead and said, Google search, you should do it with the name of your town or state. And you can also put in your code, but your town or state, and then you put in restorative law, or you put in holistic law, you put in integrative law, therapeutic jurisprudence, you put in collaborative law, you put in sharing law, and you put in earth law. And these are the new lawyers that are coming in. The earth law, there's already the youth from 9 years old to 22 years old already have through the, I think it's CELDF, the, I think Kai and his group started it, ex-EPAs that got pissed off knowing that they were not doing what they came to do, environmental protections. They weren't really allowed to do anything. So they've got this earth law group, and they actually have, I guess,
One of the smart things they did over during the election inauguration is they archived all the important climate change information to save it.
Well, this earth law group is growing, 9 to 22 years old, and they've got, these are lawyers. These are the new lawyers that want to save the planet. They want to bring in, you know, planet of enlightenment, or, you know, divine government at the
higher levels. I have a philosophical question for you.
Yeah.
Do you want the huge mass of 9% to overrun the 1% to make the new world, or do you want the huge mass of 9% to invite and merge with the 1%? Which model would you like?
I think, you know, what I'd really like to see is that they, atonement and repent, but really, I think a lot of them need to have asset forfeiture done in jail time, you know, because that
South
would be
America,
really...
In South Africa, when apartheid was
against humanity and war crimes, they just can't keep, you know, that's not the type of leadership we need with our new lawyer youth coming in.
When P.W. Botha got in charge, I think it was P.W. Botha, whoever was the head of the country, realized that sooner or later, if they didn't do something, they were going to be overrun. So they managed to convince the white ruling class to get rid of apartheid, but they did so by, they did have a court of reconciliation, but they forgave them all their crimes, and they allowed the white men to retire with their wealth peacefully, and it worked. And if you want a confrontational approach where you want to strip all the wealthy of their assets, you're going to be fighting a battle.
No. That I know better. No. But to get them to understand to share, you know, share.
Okay.
Share law,
good. I'm glad
law,
you said that. To get them to understand to share.
You know,
I'm glad you said that because
share.
That's right. The way to work it is to help them understand
churches.
Why it's important that they share.
The churches, most of the really rich people.
How do you get the vast majority of people in power who generally have wealth to understand the need to share? How do you do that? There's two things.
You need to learn.
How about if you
get them to make sure that every college and high school shows Michael Moore's movie and government policies that really work, that build in a good society and civilization that really works for safety and cohesive communities?
See, you're acting out the exact problem I'm trying to tell you about. Your passion is wonderful, but it's blocking something.
Okay,
and
go.
That's my activist friends are so full of passion. It's wonderful, but it's blocking something. Your first step is to understand them.
Mm-hmm.
Your first step is concept is to understand them, who they are, what their needs are, what their perceptions are. Notice that Michael Moore in his film did interviews with some people who were the 1%.
Yeah.
The first step is you need to understand what you're dealing with. Then, once you understand what you're dealing with, you can frame your communication in a way that has that makes them feel their interests are in heart, too. When you're going beating drums and chanting and singing,
you have the gift of a true, real democratic politician that we really need. I mean, really need.
Oh, don't call me democratic. Those people have so sold out.
I meant real democracy, okay? Not even democratic or Republican.
Being a Democrat meant labor rights and women's rights and income equality. Now I'm not sure. Part of it still does, the Bernie Sanders wing, but part of it I'm not. And even the Bernie Sanders wing isn't being diverse enough. They miss something. They're all about economic justice, but they forgot about diversity.
Well, it's a sideswipe again, and they're not understanding the big picture that even like how about the sexual harassment and the human trafficking? Okay,
okay, you brought a big picture.
Hey,
that's a serious thing.
Let them get
you brought a big picture.
Let them get a sex robot, a robot, not a humanoid
Don't worry, they're working on that, by the way.
I know. There's a Japanese that wants to marry his sex robot. Go for it. Who cares?
It'll be a new thing for lawyers. When they have their first divorce from a sex robot, it'll be great for the lawyers. A bunch of new laws have to figure out. So you're a very passionate person. You're very emotional. You're what we'd call a feeling person. And you're dealing with people who are either not emotional, brass tacks, cerebral, or who are emotional but differently trained than you. And so while the passions of protest and the chants are wonderful to cohesive the movement, they don't reach out to that last bit of people that you need to understand. There's to be more, another part of the movement which reaches out and works on understanding indivisible, and some of the people in Occupy were from that world or worked to understand that world, and that's how you get change, by convincing that world it's in its best interest to change.
Well, no, they already
otherwise you have a confrontation.
Occupy.com's already happening, and so it's still happening. It has been. And popular resistance, again, but what you resist persists, and that's the problem. Like health over profit, health over profit, healthoverprofit.org, everyone, please help them. I love that group. I love them. They are really magnificent doing. They used to be flush to TPP. They're really new. They are new politicians in the making. And Margaret Flowers, medical doctor.
Do you want a revolution, Lynn? Do you want a revolution?
Pardon? I want an evolution, okay, of consciousness and jobs. New education, new jobs. New education, new jobs, you know, and health care for everyone. So everyone can travel, you know. I mean, we have 900 military bases in 156 countries. Get it, people? 900 military bases in 156 countries. They have single payer. They have health care. What the hell are we doing? I mean, what have we done with our money and our thought forms? You know, we should be leading the way in stand down, go green, red, yellow, black, and white. Make the deals, right? Make the deal, okay?
Okay.
We want to stand down, go
green. I'm a person. I grew up in rural North Dakota in a house on a hill in a town of 150 people, 10 miles from nowhere, and we hunt for our food, and we skin animals for our winter clothes, and we log for the fire, and we dug a well for the water, and we're self-sufficient, and why the hell should we care about your single-payer community health care system? We done doing just fine out here.
No, that's the truth now is everywhere. There is no rural at that level anymore.
Let me try another one for you. My dad left me $100 million, and I got all the health care I can buy. What's the problem? I'm trying to make
yeah,
a point.
Well, that's the problem is that poverty causes disease and disease in your community.
Well, I got my $100 million. Why should I care?
Well, your kid might get shot. In the street.
No, I got. That's why I hire. That's why I hire a whole team of security guards to protect my kid.
Yeah, but then you know, then they're going to go under stress, and your kids are going to go into drugs, aren't they?
Well,
and
if they get under, no, my kid's not going to get under drugs. If my kid gets under drugs, I send him to a doctor, and if the security goes under stress, I hire new security. I'm trying to explain to these people in their mind. In the
cancer will get through. Bye bye.
It is true. The thing is, Lynn, that what you're saying is true, and it all.
And the water system is your water system totally protected?
I'm trying to explain to you something. I'm trying to explain to you something about that mindset. That usually happens to these people. They lose a kid to drugs, or something, or cancer. But it's not in their mindset to worry about it. Okay, you're dealing with a different mindset than yours. If both of the two examples I showed you, and there's probably more examples, not than the two I showed you. If you want to foster change, you have to be able to reach those types of people that are not like you.
I know. That's why I called you. Because you know you grew up in that. You grew up inside.
So you're saying you want me to translate.
So how do you get with Oprah's network, right? And Michelle and Obama are in Chicago now. And get with Deepak Chopra, the Chopra Center, and kick it. Let's go. Let's get the new legislation and do, you know, he was a community organizer. Let's community services. You know, come on. I even talked with an ex-CIA. I was out taking a walk about, what I do. Anyway, and there's this old guy and his dog and Rottweiler and we've seen each other quite a few times and we're talking. Said that article that about cohesive national security needing cohesive communities that actually have wellness centers that concentrate on healing those without to move beyond the drug coping with the drugs and alcohol problems and other addictive behaviors and all the radical training of reactive low level ego mind programs. To help the we have to deprogram. We not only have to heal the people in the streets, lost souls, but we have to deprogram the military-industrial complex inside, the communities where we are worldwide. And we can do this. We're supposed to help lead the planet, into these interconnected cities of enlightenment, peace, green, new projects and infrastructure and programs. So, and he was just like, he was really pleased. He says, you're right on. We have to get the to really heal our veterans, they have to get back into community servicing type of programming. So, it's there. So the VA system is already kind of working with me on different levels. There's different nurses and different doctors inside the VA. Oh, and the National Nurses United.org, they're working on a people's platform for
Nurses United and the California Nurses Association are the two biggest leaders in universal healthcare lobbying.
Yeah.
They're being
in Oregon we have HCAO, it's Healthcare for All Oregonians. Yeah. Yeah, the nurses. And the nurses are caring, I was a nurse, a registered nurse in two countries. We care. And so we're here to help shift, and the single payer is so critical because the doctors and nurses don't want to do all that paperwork. They just want to, be able to be real doctors and real nurses. Like in Canada, they really just want, and you can check on them, they want to just have a salary, have their own health care. They want the health care for others so they can just do their work. They really don't want all this weird paperwork and all this weird insurance stuff and this COVID, it just causes more stress. The stress already causes a disease of the mind or body. It's Dr. Emoto's work, Dr. Bruce Lipton, they know that. It's just insane, and poverty causes stress. So we have to de-stress, So maybe that's a way to go about it, too. De-stress through, these new heart and soul. And use heartmath.org. I mean, they've got the science background. HeartMath is huge now, and they have this massive HeartMath.org. They have massive school, you know, programs and what have you too. So, and it's tied to science enough that, you know, it should help bring in these heart and soul community services, you know, too, with single payer. It should help, you know. So that I just say that the nursing groups, and there's AHNA2.org. That's a alternative healers, no, alternative nurses, A-N-A-J. Alternative Nurses Holistic Association. And there's even Holistic Chamber of Commerce. I forgot her years and years ago. And there's all the Body, Mind, Spirit Expos. There's Jean Houston, you know. That the Body, Mind, Spirit Expos have been going on for 49 years. And, you know, okay, just to do that, 300 booths were in New York in three summers ago. You remember Ivanka, she was there. She came and visited you and your gal. Anyway, she went 300. She said there were 300 booths in New York. And, you know, think about it. If they were there and paid, they didn't have to compete with Big Pharma or each other. They could have helped stop all this warring, drugging, jailing in the streets, you know. And if they could teach and train people, find out who they are, network them. Everyone has a job. They're expected to help grow that person's God-given. That's their sole purpose, you know, their divinity, their inner power, and grow that light in them. Then you're evolving. We're really connecting in harmony and evolution with quantum physics and the basic 12 universal laws. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, I don't know if I told you this, the Unitarian Universalists did their GA, I think it was in New Orleans. Anyway, they also had one two summers ago in Portland, Oregon, in the Expo Center, and they had almost 5,000 people signed up for 4 days. They had 175 programs. Cornel West was one of the main speakers. Yeah, so there, it's out there. It's just not being, you know, the mainstream media. They could do it all, you know. There's eTech guys out of Utah, the LinkedIn groups, business groups, and then there's all these eTech guys in India. They could take over the Main Street satellites and bring in the truth and the new economies and new job creations and new programs, you know. But it's the government policies that, you know, we have to get connected and get them seed planted through, like Stanford and through MIT and through, you know, all our, what do you call them, social political science professor groups and colleges. They could, you know, and Indivisible, what have you. They could move it within 2 weeks or, you know, 24 hours. They could say, yeah, we're doing single payer and we're doing this and we're doing that. We could do it. We have the communication skills. But if we don't step it up, we're going into massive still, poison kill, water problems, you know, AI, chipping, you know, just insane more propaganda and more control by a very few that is really getting creepy, spooky, weird, creepy weird. You know, more vaccinations, I mean, and more drugging, more labeling, more fear, more kill off, you know, killing each other. They don't care. Really, we have to really stay on this for shift. Go ahead. Sorry. It's a little rant there. So what do you think? How do we do it? What would you suggest?
I gave you my suggestion.
The government policies can be written. They can be downloaded, the manuals, okay? The manuals are there. The people's budget, you know, going around it, the manuals are online. This is an online gig. I mean, for people like
no,
you and people...
Human, it's a human nature. It's an understanding human nature gig and an understanding the different types of people gig. The online downloadable legislative forms are just something you do after you understand the mind of all the people involved.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, what you write will fall on deaf ears.
Yep,
I can tell you ahead of time.
Yeah,
no, I'm not inclined to write legislation until I understand the psychology, the mind of the people I'm writing on behalf of, and the people I'm writing to, and the people who are making the decisions, and any other constituent group that I want to participate.
Well, how about the Jewish Voice for Unity group? They know, and the Tikkun, you know, he knows.
Every different group of people has a different understanding, a different mindset, a different way of speaking, a different way of listening.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just sign up 50 groups and say, okay, we're all for X. You've got to.
But what if we could have these, the churches, and like I said, these new community coalition groups and these new holistic chamber of commerce groups that already have the platforms, they have the outlay, just like the new Dignity small villages.
Well, if you have a bunch of groups who can self-finance and provide the resources to do it on their own, I say go for it. Then you don't need
Yeah, there you go, self-finance.
Then later on, the legislation will take care of itself. However, that's getting the groups to do that together with their own resources and drumming up resources is an entirely different set of challenges that are also challenging.
Exactly. And it allows the old systems to, you know, that people are fighting, you know, like that's why, what was it? Saint Teresa, right? She says, Mother Teresa, she goes,
can I ask you a rhetorical question?
Anything. I'm
can
for peace, not anti.
Can I ask you a rhetorical question?
Yeah.
Why do you do the radio show?
To get information out to people that helps them realize there's other ways to bring in divine government, new government.
To get information to who?
Real democracy.
Information out to who?
I'd say to people that are looking for shift change, the change agents and different
so
change
So you are,
people.
In a sense, wanting to get information out to people who have already signed up for shift change. That means they understand, they speak your language, they understand your mindset. You're not looking to disseminate information to people who might not understand what you're going about, who might have more, who you want to persuade or invite into coalition. Your focus is only on those who already signed up to believe what you believe and talk the way you want to talk?
No.
That's okay if it is. That's okay if it is. It's a wonderful thing.
No, it's networking, though, too. It's trying to get them to get to the next level of, you know, that they needing to realize that these new, the evolving, I'd say, you know, churches and the evolving spiritual groups and, you know, evolving humanitarian groups, humanities.org.
Okay, you want to invite your listeners to get to the next level. That's great. I think it's
so
fantastic.
I want them to help bring in the new government for the people, by the people.
That sounds good. What does it mean?
It means to get them to get the legislation online through all the networks like humanitiesteam.org, humanitiesteam.org, the shift network, right, .com, all of them.
Do you want
all these new age groups and spiritual groups and churches? Bring in the legislation to get it so that we can actually sign up, you know, open up and say, hey, locally, hey, we have got a basic line for everyone to have work. You know, they can reorganize, you know, with new co-ops and new groups on their own, but with a basic guaranteed income with single payer for community service. We need community service. We don't need more armed forces. Services.
You want to network among people who think like you to bring in new legislation. And I'm trying to tell you that a lot of people who will be with legislation do not think like you.
I know that. That's, again...
So what you're doing is very valuable to network among people who already think like you. Where's the arm of the movement that reaches out to people who don't think like it?
That's why I called you. You're one of the few people that, for some reason, I know you know, probably through your gal. That's why I know that you and your mom.
But I think you're underestimating.
Your background is you're one of the ones that can ground this. You know, bring
in. I think
in.
You're underestimating the difficulty in doing that.
No, I'm not. Believe me, I know.
And you're underestimating. You're underestimating the importance of languaging and the importance of understanding what Lao Tzu would, Sun Tzu would say, understanding your enemy, and the importance of reaching out beyond. It is important to network among the movement. It's critical, but it's not the only thing. And the non-movement people have to be invited somehow for change, unless you want to do a revolution, and we all know what that means. That's the alternative.
Yeah, no, like the Indivisible Group, there's 7,000.
But they're working within the system. They're not asking for revolution. They're working within the system.
Well, but at the same time, they're working to shift it, to grow it.
Yes,
to
but
move
they're using
it.
The system. They're using the system's rules against it to shift it, as opposed to confronting from outside. They're saying, I think it's very clever. They're saying, okay, you got these rules. Instead of us moving you out of your comfort zone, we're going to use your own rules because our truth is so universal that it even applies under your own rules, which is what I agree with. We can even use
exactly.
your rules and your precepts to show you why. Then that's cool. I think it's really cool in the way to go.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do. They have 7,000 of them, and I have been networking with them. But at the same time, you know, that's really critical. But they're not, they're still being held back, too, by the old paradigm of, you know, the different pieces of either, you know, segments of the oligarch, you know,
I'm
the,
not sure
the
they're
high
really,
end.
I'm not sure yeah. I agree that they're being held back.
Okay, good.
It's
okay, we just have a few
view.
More
it's
minutes. Okay, so what the Indivisible Group, Stanford Group, they would be capable. The Unitarian Universalist United Nations Outreach, they should be good. Dr. Carlos Walter, he should be good. He's got 20 books out, semi-spiritual religious, but also, you know, help build the World Health Organization for a federation that kind of got sideswiped, sort of renegotiate the United Nations to really unite people into cohesive communities and new development of, you know, new projects to help the, you know, defuse and actually get NATO to go interstellar programs, whatever. But, you know, as far as the warring thought forms, they got to go.
Oh,
you know,
great. We'll have cannons on Mars then.
Yeah, we can't. Those thought forms are just so, they're just over. You know, the people that are here are able to, you know, distinguish thought forms, energies, telepathy. I mean, we are evolving, and those kind of abusive, negative, drugged out, weirded, you know, propaganda programs to divide and conquer and separate, they're too far from love. There's no love there. And they got to go. They have to be infused, you know, transmuted, and there's transformational programs, you know, that we can have. I mean, there's just so much to do to shift so that people are coming back to heart and soul, individually and collective resonance, you know, with the universal laws that are part of quantum physics and where we're going, you know, new society, new civilization.
I don't think people have ever left heart and soul.
Well, the real brutal ones, you know, the ones that are really, really aggressive, they can go into sports. There's plenty of aggressive sports, you know, that they can do their interim, you know, beat one another, you know, sadistic, I call it, whatever, but use it in sort of a semi-productive, so to speak, you know, not this, you know, the biggest gun, you know, kills, whatever, crap, you know. Anyway, we've got a... we have a couple more minutes. So any, what else do you think? We, you know, teach and train people. If there's just that base that we really need in every community to pull the communities together, you know, like all the recycling programs, we need them badly, every community. I mean, we need our militaries, really, the Chinese, you know, Russians, especially ours, even North and South Korea. How do you get all the really, the colleges and the and the schools and the nurses and doctors and especially the churches and the, you know, spiritual groups are already online and get them connected, bring and pay people locally and globally to, you know, set up the new governance for the communities, interconnected really, communities of enlightenment, peace, green, you know, and UFO and USO programs and travel. You know, 'cause a lot of people here, I found out, they're here just to kind of get things a bit settled. And then they're actually here for interstellar, you know, new civilization. Just like 400 years ago when, you know, people started coming or whatever it was, but from England here, right, coming out. Well, now they're ready to go to the stars. You know, they're really, I mean, I'm not, but there are a lot of people here ready to, I know that even there's one youth group too, Ben Aryan, he's got his whole Ashtar Command program, I think it's his.com online, and there's other Ashtar Command ones too, yeah, those, anyway, there's a bunch, you know, of people that are here for that kind of teach and training programs for that, the species where, you know, we've got it. I feel like I'm more in the ground crew here to help get us off the drugging and warring paradigm, but they're all connected, so, you know, massive. I mean, you know, moderation's fine and doing transitional work's great, but, you know, when you start to realize all drug highs are free, that whole system of the drug wars just kind of falls by the wayside. You know, and then we can start using those monies and projects and programs and properties, and then you start to realize, you know, you don't need to drug and vaccinate because the vaccination farms are for being, you know, built for bacterial and viral infections in hell. You know, that we already know that there's natural healing for herbs and, you know, edible flowers and herbs and what have you for all viral and bacterial infections, so... You know, it's just time to grow up and bring in these new communities with all the edible landscaping crews as quickly as possible. I mean, that's what I'd love to see, just open up these new, all these massive, you know, programs so everyone can start to renegotiate, shift, and change and, you know, do their part of construction or farming or, you know, local permacultures and different... You know, buildings and the solars or winds or, and, you know, there's just so much to do in every freaking community and worldwide, you know? And I just think how much better it would be for all the militaries to be able to actually use that energy in a green and co-creative, you know, undersea maglev trains, whatever, worldwide or, you know, they're just, so much else we should be doing. So anyway, any last words? We're time's up. What do you think?
I think your passion is wonderful and your vision is wonderful and your voice in harmony with all the people who have passion and vision is what makes us who we all are.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If there's more information, anyone that wants to know more about My Soul Energies, R&D LLC program, and it's on angelencounters.net, angelencounters.net, and blessings, everyone. There's so much to do, so much to focus on. Let's please come together and create the government policies that focus people on unity and cohesive, loving, caring, sharing communities full of green projects, creative healing arts and Nia dancing and movement therapies and music singing, all these things that elevate the individual and the soul. You know, the robots can do some of the other stuff now, so whatever. We just have to refocus together on what we want to manifest. So that's why, thank you so much, Annie, for coming on and helping me get refocused and stay focused to manifest the solutions individually and collectively for bringing in a whole new paradigm of heart and soul, community services and programs and what have you, so that we can, let's see, should we go out with Planet of the Light or Soul Work? Let's go out with Patty Becker from her song, Carry Me Away, who works with so many homeless and foster care systems that are so, they've gotten corrupted, they need to be shifted, they need to be healed, the families need healing, the individuals and new residents, projects and jobs created quickly, quickly, quickly for everyone. So Patty Becker's song, Shine. Shine your light, everyone. Keep shining your light. Come together to do what's right, and let's shift the planet into the planet of enlightenment. But Patty Becker will go out. Thanks again, Andy. Patty Becker, her song Shine from her album, Carry Me Away. Thank you. Thank you for being with me today. Blessings to all. Much love.
Loves me through and through, and if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk. If the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk. That same power that flows through you, what a difference.